Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and good morning to you. Thank you for once again inviting me right back in your homes. On this beautiful day the Lord has made, and the Bible says we will and we can rejoice and we can be glad therein. I trust today that everything's well at your place, and most of all that we're going to be able to bring a ray of sunshine to your heart and life and tell you that there is something to believe in, and that something is truly Jesus Christ. Well, let's get our broadcast started by doing this song. We've been doing this for several years. Hope you enjoy it. It says, I'll be all right as soon as I can touch Calvary.
I carry. Don't be concerned if it should send me to my knees. Oh, for I know a place where all my loads will lighten. I'll be all right as soon as I've touched Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and stormy world of unbelief. Oh, but if just one precious drop of His blood should touch me, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Now, very soon now, I'm gonna reach the hill Golgotha. I'm gonna see a cross so cruelly fashioned from that tree. Oh, but if just one precious drop of His blood should touch me, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark and stormy world of unbelief. Oh, but if just one precious drop of His blood touches me, I'll be all right as soon as I've touched Calvary. Oh, very soon now, I'm gonna reach the hill Golgotha. I'm going to see the cross so cruelly fashioned from a tree. Precious drop of His blood should touch me, I'll be all right, for now I've been to Calvary.
I'll be all right as soon as I've touched Calvary. Well, I am Reverend Tommy Mounts, and I certainly do appreciate you tuning me your way on this beautiful Sunday morning here at 7 a.m. Time has changed this morning, and I hope you change with the time, but God's never changed. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't you glad for that? I'm glad this old world's rocking and rolling, and everything's going wrong. It seems like nothing is settled. Nobody is satisfied. It seems like trouble on every hand. But our God stands firm, and I'm so glad to say today that God will give you something to believe in, and that something is Jesus Christ. And you may not realize it, but that's very important in your life, that you truly find something to believe in. People are searching for that, and if only they could find the truth, then they'll realize, and God can do something about the situation. But you've got to realize that, and you've got to turn your life over to Him before it can ever happen. So, well, that's not the sermon. We're going to have the sermon in just a moment. But anyhow, that was worthy of saying. Well, let's go right back now and do this song for you here. Maybe you're riding down the road. Maybe you turned us on for the first time. Maybe you're sitting there and it seemed like your world has collapsed on you. Well, listen to this song here. It said, He can calm the troubled waters of your soul. Let Him calm your troubled waters.
some grief or trouble, you do not have to bear it all alone. Lord, you have a friend who knows about your struggle, and he'll be standing there when all your friends have gone. And he will calm the troubled waters of your soul. Dark and cold, well, he will calm the troubled waters of your soul.
You know, I was sitting here thinking while we were singing that song, millions of people have found that to be true, and it is true. He can calm the troubled waters of your soul. Maybe you're going through a valley. Well, Martha says it's even good, even down in the valley.
I face a mountain, a trial of stone, down in the valley. I felt so alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse. But God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. A place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I've fallen low. Through peaks and through valleys, that's just way life goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley
Well, I feel in my spirit this morning that someone is getting the message that even is good down in the valley. So let's just go right on and let's do some more good gospel music. I was sitting here thinking, just preach a little bit, sing a little bit, do whatever God calls us to do. So let's go right back right now and do a song. I love this song, got a great meaning, and this one says, Call Me Gone.
I call it mine, heaven I don't care. Call me crazy, or I'm so homesick for it, yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when he calls me, call me gone. Yes, call me gone. I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. Heartaches, call me gone. That's all it takes is for me to hear him call me and gone. You know, I've been called a lot of things in my lifetime, and well, smart just wasn't one of them. But I was smart enough one day to let Jesus Christ become the Lord of my life, and I called it quits to a whole lot of sinning. And because of that commitment, well, some folks think I'm funny. They laugh, call me foolish, but let them go ahead and laugh. Because you see, that don't really bother me at all. For even a fool can see the shape this world's in, she's just about to fall. But as long as I let Jesus call the shots, why, I got nothing to worry about. And when that roll is called up yonder, don't you call me, 'cause I'll not be here, because I'm gonna be gone. Just call me gone. Oh, I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. Heartaches, call me gone. That's all it takes is for me to hear him call me gone. Yeah, when Jesus calls for me, just call me gone.
Well, I hope you're up and getting ready to go to the house of God this morning. Maybe you haven't been for a while. Well, you need to go. We want to tell you about a gospel sing now up at the Pillar of Truth Church that's located in Barger Springs, and that will be on the 10th of November. And Just Us Quartet from here in Beckley is going to be there. And if you've heard this group, they're really good. They do a wonderful job. And most of all, they're really dedicated and committed to God. Martha and I will be singing. Also, we will be at Warren Shrewsbury, and his wife Shirley will be there singing. And we're just going to have a great time. That church is located in the heart of Barger Springs. You come out to 4-H Camp Road and just stay kind of down on the river, down into Barger Springs, and the church is located on the right. And we want you to come out and be with us. That's on the 10th of November, and the service will start at 7 o'clock. And Brother Shrewsbury and also Barry Harper has been filling the pulpit there, and they're doing a great job. And I know that the people are well pleased with them. So Again, that's on November the 10th. You and a roundup in that area or either close to driving, just come on up and be with us. We're going to have a great time. Martha and I will be singing. Just Us will be there. And Warren Shrewsbury and his wife will be singing. We're just going to be having a great time in the Lord. Well, I claim the blood. How about you?
I have a source of strength when I am weak that helps me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. How others make it through to never go to Calvary as I do. For there the healing, cleansing stream still flows with peace that all
just here magnifying the Lord here at 7 a.m. this Sunday morning and hoping to get your day started, hoping that we might be able to reach out across the airway and touch the heart of someone that they might touch the heart of God. Well, I want to also tell you we're having to sing on the 10th, but then on the 11th at the Painter's Chapel United Methodist Church where we pastor there in Speedway on Route 20 just before you get to Athens. We're coming from Athens. The church is located on the left coming toward Hinton, but we'll be having a benefit sing there this coming on the 11th, that's on a Sunday night, the second Sunday night of this month. We'll be having a benefit sing there for a family that was burned out, and the proceed will go to that family. And All for Him will be there singing, and, well, we're just going to have some mixed singing, and we'll have a great time. Starting at 7 o'clock at the Painter's Chapel United Methodist Church, you come out and be with us, and if you would like to come and don't know the way, and I didn't give it to you clear enough, just give me a call, or someone will can surely tell you where the church is located, okay? Love to see you. Love to have you come out and worship with us if you could, all right? Let's go right back to this song right now.
Gone at last, gone at last, oh, well, my
my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long streak of that bad, bad time, since they were gone at last. I once was lost in sin, but my Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He laid my heart in love, and he wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. It's gone at last, it's gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad time. My sins, they're gone at last. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, well, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. They're gone at last, they're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad times, but my sins, they're gone at last. Well, I may have doubt and fear, my eyes be filled with tears. Jesus, a friend, watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. They're gone at last. They're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad time, but my sins, they're gone at last. They're gone at last. They're
gone at last. Yes, sir, my sins are gone at last. And I'll tell you, that'll put a song in your mouth and down in your heart and a stomp in your feet when you realize that sins have been forgiven. What sins you talking about, preacher? Well, I'm talking about those sins that God put as far as the east is the east and the west is the west, and never remember them again. Wouldn't you just like to unload this morning? You know, just kind of unload all your burdens, unload all your sorrow. Now, I'll tell you, you can be a Christian and still have problems. You can be a Christian and still have your difficult moments. But when you're a Christian, you got somebody to cast your cares upon, and that someone is Jesus Christ. And if we could ever have people to realize that, I know that God can turn your life around. He turned mine around. He'll turn yours around. He'll turn the whosoever's, the whatsoever's, whensoever, and wheresoever that they meet the conditions of God, then God will meet their conditions. So I'm pointing you to the Lamb of God today that can take away all your sins, and I know that if He be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. Well, let's go right back and do this song here. Hope you enjoy this one also.
There are walls made by man, built by frail and human hand, that an enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from my greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong won't move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you.
Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
There's a miracle, and it's in the making.
The crowd was great, and she knew she had to touch him. This was her last hope of ever being healed. She pressed through the crowd until she touched his garment. Then and there, the miracle was fulfilled. Have you prayed, but still there was no answer? Has your faith grown weak, and it seemed you just couldn't stand? Don't give up, for the load may seem so heavy. For there's a miracle in the making for you today. There's
our Father, we're bringing our unseen audience to the altar of prayer right now, and we're calling upon you for them. We know and realize that through the means of radio, the miracle of radio, and the people that you have given me to stand faithful with me in this radio ministry, and many people have found truly that there is something to believe in, and that something is Jesus Christ. I pray for the healing. I pray where death has invaded the ranks, for that home. I pray for that peace that passes all understanding for the heart of that one is troubled. And I thank you that I found something to believe in, and God, through the radio ministry, has given me the message that I might speak out to someone else and tell them there is something to believe in, and that something is Jesus Christ. Well, we thank you, neighbor. We thank you that are helping to promote this broadcast, or that are paying and praying and standing behind us in this radio ministry. And maybe you're a new listener, a newcomer coming along the way. Then you can hear this broadcast each Sunday morning at 7 a.m., something to believe in. And my friend, if you haven't found something to believe in, find Jesus Christ and let Him become the reality of your life, because through Christ all things are possible, according to the Bible, to them that will believe.
And the answer is always there's a miracle in the making.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.